Episode 1. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. This episode is super important because getting started is hard. I'll give you the advice and specific steps to help you take up code. The first thing is to understand why you want to learn how to program. So to get started, think of two results you want to obtain. One should be small, something that you can complete quickly, celebrate, and then replace with another small result. This will be your fuel and will boost your spirits when you get stuck. If you find yourself feeling negative, then ask yourself when you last finished a small result. If it's been too long, then pick something different. Keep your current work for later, but go get another win. The other should be big, something that seems far beyond what you could ever accomplish. Make it specific and real, though. Use this as your guide when selecting your next small result. When I was in grade school, I loved airplanes and wanted to design and build my own. I could handle a razor X-Acto knife to cut balsa airplane parts before I stopped watching Big Bird on Sesame Street, but it wasn't enough. I also loved books, especially the atmosphere and smell of used bookstores. I know, kind of weird, but I was barely into chapter books when I convinced my dad to buy me a book on aeronautical engineering. I would flip through that book and stare at the college-level formulas with a determination that someday I would be able to read them. I would sometimes run home after learning a new subject in math at school and flip through that book looking for anything. This was my big result. I could hold it in my hands. It was specific, it was real, and it was so far beyond my skills that I didn't even realize it would take another 20 years to accomplish. And you know what makes this story even more amazing? I was one of the slowest math students in my school. I mean, really, I can remember the day that I first learned how to count to 12. That's the type of big result you need. It should be so big and scary that you don't even know you're looking at a monster. Maybe your big result will be to build your own game similar to one of the modern major multiplayer games. That's good because the game is real. You can play it, and you can compare your small games with it. Just remember that your small results are just that. Let them be a reason to celebrate one step closer. Don't let them get you down because they are nothing like your big result. Remember that your big result might eventually need an entire team of people to complete it. Use it as a guide, and you'll get there. Realize that there are many different paths to get to your big result, and your path could drift one way or another, or even loop back on itself. That's okay as long as you keep your big result in mind. It's also okay to replace your big result with a different one. After learning even a little, you will not be the same person anymore and may think of something that you could not imagine earlier. If this happens, don't worry about all the work you have put into reaching your original big result. It served its purpose by changing your direction. Let it happen. There's a saying that it's never too late to turn around when you realize you're on the wrong road. Once you get started, if possible, find a partner. Even better, find a mentor or an instructor. Whoever you find, it should normally be somebody who is committed to learning how to program also, or somebody who has already done so. You can choose a friend or relative if this person has previously shown unwavering support for your advancement. This is important because you've made a big decision to change. You're about to learn how to do things that will forever change how you see the world. That's special and also fragile. It's not easy. The easy path is to just keep doing what you've always done. Remember that your friends also find change difficult, and since you are in their world too, then your change becomes a change in their world, and they may try to hold you back without even realizing what they're doing. Now that you've got your results in mind, make sure you have the right expectations. Your first language will be the hardest because there's a bunch of new concepts that you have to learn. Don't try learning everything at once. Learn a bit and then apply it. Use it and experiment. This is going to take time, especially to get to your big result. All right, you're ready to get set up. All you need now are your development tools. You're going to want something called an integrated development environment, also called an IDE. How you go about this will depend on what kind of computer you have. If you have a PC running Windows, use your internet browser to go to visualstudio.com and download and install the free Visual Studio Community version. This is the version that says you're getting an integrated development environment that can be used to create applications. There are other options on this page, so make sure that you get the community version. I recommend that you set up Visual Studio to program C++. So during the installation, you will have the option to select a custom install and then choose exactly which components to install. One of these components will allow you to select the C++ tools, which don't get installed by default anymore. If you miss this step or already have Visual Studio installed, then you will need to run the installation program again and select the option to modify your installation. This will let you add C++. If you have a PC running Linux, you might already have a development environment installed. If not, you can set up C++ with this command: sudo apt-get space install space build-essential. So that's sudo apt-get install build-essential. Then you will need your IDE. As is typical with Linux, you can choose from a wide variety of options. I suggest CodeBlocks, and you can find more at codeblocks.org. Use this command: sudo apt-get install CodeBlocks. Now, if you have a Mac, all you have to do is open up the Mac App Store and install the free Xcode application. All of these development tools that I just described are free. Now that your development tools are set up, it's time to build your first program that just says hello. And I don't mean that it speaks. It should just print out some text that says hello. This is about as humble of a beginning as possible, but it does something special. It proves that you have everything in place to begin programming. But more important, it's that first step. Taking action and beginning this journey is actually the major accomplishment here. For this first step, it's not what the program does that's important. The really important part is that you wrote your first program. Congratulations, you've started programming. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the next episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a positive rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide 5-star ratings and reviews and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.